Good afternoon, and welcome to Offbeat News and Trivia. I'm Nate Redmond. It is October the 30th, 2019, the day before Halloween. I hope you're okay on this rainy day, trying to stay dry out there if you're doing some errands. Hopefully you have your umbrella. I forgot my umbrella, so I've been using the hood on my hoodie to try to stay dry, and so far so good. Coming into the studio, I did okay. Didn't get too wet, so I hope you all are doing okay out there in Radio Land, and you're ready for another show. We've got trivia today, as usual, a good stack of it for you, and we've got some prizes to give away. At the end of today's program, it's our monthly giveaway, so at 4:55 this afternoon, we're giving away a $20 gift card to Walmart and a free oil change to Waldo Tire and Automotive. That's what we're giving away, and so you'll be able to pick those up at the end of today's program during the business hours, which I do believe are still Wednesday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. here at the studios, and you can pick your prizes up then. And we are at the corner of Prospect and Center Street, and so we are at the second floor, so you can come on up and check us out. Oh, plus a $10 gift card to the warehouse. And we're going to be Terry, and Terry Tackett is sponsoring that. And so that'll be pretty cool. You can pick that up here as well. So we'll be giving that away today on the program, too. So, hey, we've got lots to do today. So we want to thank our sponsor, Waldo Tire and Automotive, for supporting today's broadcast. Waldo Tire is located at 108 West Main Street in Waldo. Their hours are Monday through Friday from 8 to 5. They have both new and used tires. They also offer full-service automotive repair. Waldo Tire's telephone number is 740-726-2155. That's 740-726-2155. Facebook, Waldo Tire and Automotive. Thanks to Waldo Tire and Automotive for supporting today's broadcast right here on WWGH Radio. Mark and the guys down there are a pretty cool bunch, and they are fun to joke around with. I took my car in and got to get new brakes all the way around. So that's going to cost me about $450 to get them brakes done all the way around. But that's premium brakes and premium rotors, and it's going to get me all fixed up anyhow. So got to get the car, got to get the wife's car all fixed up. She drives the good car. I drive the jalopy. But the jalopy so far has gotten me to the station. So far, so good. 4:15 is the time. Let's get to some trivia questions. The phone number that you'll need to call in is 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Again, we're giving away a $20 gift card to Walmart today, a free oil change to Waldo Tire and Automotive, and a $10 gift card to the Warehouse Restaurant. So that's fun stuff. Okay, here's the trivia questions we have on the table for you for today. What character does Alice play croquet with in Alice in Wonderland, the Disney story? What character does Alice play croquet with in Alice in Wonderland? What author wrote about her American frontier child in Little House on the Prairie? What author wrote about her American frontier childhood in Little House on the Prairie? Pinocchio is transformed into a real boy by who? Pinocchio is transformed into a real boy by who? In which U.S. state are you most likely to find people dancing the hula? In which U.S. state are you most likely to find people dancing the hula? 740-383-9944 is the telephone number. It's a rainy day, so a lot of folks will probably maybe be at home. So get to your telephone and dial us up here at WWGH Radio. Okay, who was the first person to walk on the moon? Who was the first person to walk on the moon? We have a phone call coming in. WWGH Radio, hi, we're on the air.
Alice played the Queen.
Yes, Alice played the Queen. That is correct. How are you doing today?
I'm fine, and you?
Doing good. And what's your name, and we'll get you signed up for the drawing.
Sharon Russell.
Sharon, good to hear from you today. Are you staying dry?
Yeah, because I'm in the house.
Good place to be today.
Right.
All right. Well, thanks for listening and calling, and we got you all signed up.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great night.
You too.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye.
All right. Very good. 740-383-9944 is the phone number. If you know the answer to any of the trivia questions, give us a call. Do you know what keeps the U.S. flag standing out straight and not folded against the pole in space? You know, the flag that they planted in space. What keeps it stretched out straight? Hi, we're on the air.
Yeah, Neil Armstrong, first man on the moon.
Yeah, Neil Armstrong was the first man on the moon. How are you doing today?
Oh, not too bad.
Is it raining in your neck of the woods?
Yeah, it's been raining for a couple of hours now.
Yeah. Yes, indeed. It's one of those rainy fall days, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
All right. David Avery, I will put you in the pile.
All righty.
Okay. Well, thanks for calling, and you have a great evening.
All right. You too.
Uh-huh. Bye.
Bye.
All righty. Nice to see those phone lines light up here at WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Let's see here. Do I want to give you a couple more here? Yeah, sure. Which country sent the first person into outer space? It was not the United States. Which country sent the first person into outer space? And that's my couple of pages there. I think I'll leave you with that and let you ponder those for a little bit here. And I will give you some offbeat news now. A Michigan couple was shocked to investigate a loud noise outside their home and find a Samsung Space Selfie satellite had crash-landed in their front yard. How would you like to have a satellite crash in your front yard? Nancy Welke said she and her husband Dan were preparing to let their horses out Saturday morning when they heard a loud noise in their front yard about 8:45 a.m. The object they found in their front yard was attached to a parachute dangled in a nearby tree. The object was labeled Samsung Space Selfie. A box attached to the object contained two cameras and a Samsung cell phone. Samsung Europe previously announced the Space Selfie project, which allowed customers to send their selfies into space to be combined with a photo of the Earth. The Welkies said the satellite was hauled away by company representatives. A large balloon collided with live power lines a few miles away in Wheeler at about the same time the object crashed into the front yard. Samsung said in a statement emailed to the Detroit Free Press that Samsung Europe's Space Selfie balloon blew off course during a planned landing on Saturday. Boy, that'd be quite the crash. Boom! And a satellite appears in your front yard. Now this, a pair of white moose were caught on camera along an Ontario highway after a string of reported sightings in the preceding 2 weeks. Jackie Burns' lawyer said she was driving on Highway 101 between Timmins and Chapleau when she spotted the two pale creatures dubbed spirit moose after a sighting in 2018. Experts said the moose are not albino, but rather a condition that involves an animal having only a partial loss of pigment. Lawyer captured photos of the pair of numerous reports of white moose in the area on social media in the past 2 weeks. That'd be kind of cool. I'd like to see a couple of white moose. Teams of hotel workers gathered in a Las Vegas resort to pit their skills against each other in the annual Las Vegas Housekeeping Olympics. The 9th annual competition Wednesday at the Mandalay Bay Resort featured teams representing hotels and resorts around Las Vegas competing in events including bed-making contests, confetti vacuum races, and a toilet paper toss. The Venetian team took first place in the competition, with the Mirage team coming in second and the Circus Circus team taking third. Mandalay Bay President Chuck Bowling said the event is a means of celebrating the unsung workers of the hospitality industry. All right, so there you go. That's some offbeat news to start you off with here on Offbeat News and Trivia. Nate Redmond, your host, in Air Chair 1 in beautiful downtown Marion. Yes, it's still beautiful even though the rain is coming down. It's still a beautiful fall day on this October the 30th, the day before Halloween. You got your candy all ready to pass out, or maybe you don't pass out candy. We don't pass out candy because we live on a side street in Waldo and nobody comes down. So, therefore, we don't have to pass out any candy when nobody shows up. You just eat it yourself. So I got me a bag of Snickers, and I got a bag of Twix, and me and the wife have been going through it. So there you go. It is time for On This Day in History, October the 30th, 1735. I will have more on that in just a moment. Hi, we're on the air.
How about the Soviets being the first ones in space?
Yes, that is right. The Soviets were the first ones in space. Very good. How are you doing today?
Well, I'm keeping dry.
Good. Me too. It hasn't started leaking in the studio yet. So
well, I
good.
Hope not, even on the second floor.
Right, right. All right. What's your name, and I'll get you signed up.
Janet Durst.
All right, Janet. Good to hear from you. Okay, we have got you in the stack, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good night.
You too. Bye.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye. All right. Good to have those phone lines lighting up here at WWGH Radio. 740-383-9944 is the magic line. Get you on the air and get you a trivia question and get you signed up for this $20 Walmart gift card, free oil change to Waldo Tire and Automotive, and a $10 gift card to the Warehouse Restaurant. Okay, on this day in history, October the 30th, 1735, John Adams, the second president of the United States, was born in Braintree, Massachusetts. His son became the sixth president of the U.S. 1817, the independent government of Venezuela was established by Simon Bolivar. 1831, escaped slave Nat Turner was apprehended in Southampton County, Virginia, several weeks after leading the bloodiest slave uprising in American history. 1875, the Constitution of Missouri was ratified by popular vote. 1893, the U.S. Senate gave final approval to repeal the Sherman Silver Purchase Act of 1890. 1894, on this date, the time clock was patented by Daniel M. Cooper of Rochester, New York. Aren't we thankful for the time clock? Got me up today. 1938, Orson Welles, The War of the Worlds, aired on CBS Radio. The belief that the realistic radio dramatization was a live news event about a Martian invasion caused panic among listeners. Yes, indeed, everybody thought for sure that the Martians were landing, and they thought that it was a real newscast back in 1938. 1943, in Moscow, a declaration was signed by the governments of the Soviet Union, the United Kingdom, the United States, and China called for an early establishment of an international organization to maintain peace and security. The goal was supported on December 1, 1943, at a meeting in Tehran. 1944, Martha Graham's ballet, Appalachian Spring, premiered at the Library of Congress. And in 1945, the U.S. government announced the end of shoe rationing. Wow, I didn't even know that they rationed shoes. I must have missed that part in history. Yeah, rationing shoes. Boy, I guess you probably wore your shoes until you got holes in them, and then you had to wait a period to maybe get some more shoes. I don't know, but shoe rationing back in 1945. Got a phone call coming in. We're going to squeeze it in before the break. Hi, we're on the air.
The person who turned Pinocchio was the fairy godmother.
Yes, the fairy godmother transferred Pinocchio into a real boy. All right, who's this, and we'll get you signed up for the drawing.
Allison Braden.
Allison Braden, how are you today?
Good.
Good. All right, well, we have you signed up, okay?
Okay.
All right, thanks for calling.
You're welcome.
Uh-huh. Bye.
Bye.
All right. Nice to hear from the younger crowd. I like it when they call in and answer a trivia question. All right, it is break time. We will be back after these words on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Feel free to email me anytime. I'd love to hear from you. RadioNateOSU@gmail.com. That's RadioNateOSU@gmail.com. When we come back, me and Terry Tackett have been putting our brains together and trying to come up with something cool to do for Thanksgiving. I'll tell you a little bit about it when we come back right after this on WWGH.
From the Marion, Ohio Weather Center, you hear us all the time on the radio, but who are we? We are Marion, Ohio Weather Online. We're a network of trained weather spotters with the National Weather Service throughout Marion County, protecting you from Mother Nature's elements. We can be found online at weather43302.com and over all social media outlets. Marion, Ohio Weather is Marion's number one source for weather.
3, 2, 1. Oh no. Which button am I?
When every second counts, you can't wing it.
Guys, a little help up here?
In a home fire, you may have less than 2 minutes to get out. So make a family home fire escape plan. Then practice home fire drills at least twice a year so everyone knows what to do when they hear. Prepare your family at ready.gov/firedrill. Brought to you by FEMA, the Ad Council, and Make Safe Happen.
Ted, did you know Marion, Ohio is the popcorn capital of the world?
No, Scott, I didn't know that. Could you get me some?
I don't have any at the moment.
Some capital. Does anyone have a Chicken Places number?
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, The Talking Place.
You're listening to Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redmond right here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, streaming live on the internet at WWGH1071.com. If you'd like to listen to WWGH Radio on any mobile device, download the free TuneIn app and search WWGH.
Okay, we are back, and I am joined by one of our station managers, Terry Tackett. Hi, Terry.
Hello.
Well, we've been thinking, and we've been trying to come up with something special to do for Thanksgiving, haven't we?
Yeah, we've been kicking around a few things, and
yeah, we don't have it set in stone yet, but we decided to let the listeners in on it.
Yeah,
this will take place the Wednesday before Thanksgiving. Uh-huh. And we decided we're calling it
Talking Turkey.
Talking Turkey.
Yeah.
And we're going to have my wife's class collar some turkeys and some paper turkeys, and we're going to number them and certain numbers. And on the back of each one will be valued a certain prize. And we're going to go out and round up some prizes.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them will be more valuable than others.
But there's a caveat to it.
Yep. You know.
Go ahead, Nate. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, go ahead. Then I'll tell them the...
When you call and answer a trivia question, you pick a number, okay?
One through seven, we'll say. Yeah.
And you can either decide you want to keep that prize or pass it on. But like I said, some of these are valued, some of them are bigger value, some are less. You might get you know, an old book, for instance. Some might be what we call a zonk.
Yeah.
So you can keep it, and we'll read you the prize. We'll tell you what you won. You say, okay, you won a $5 gift card to, say, Wendy's, for instance. Mm-hmm. Do you want to keep that or pass it on?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I say I want to try a different number. So you try a different number, and once you try that number, I believe that's it, right?
Right. You get one chance.
One pass,
yep.
Yep, and so... And then, so be listening, because the listeners out there, they'll know if you passed on that number, and they'll know, for instance, if they want.
But if you trade it, though, Nate, the one you could trade it for something where you may just get a free drink. You see what I'm saying? Instead of a,
you know, you might not get the $5 gift card.
Yeah.
You might get just a free drink or one taco
or
an old book.
Yeah, something, yeah. You may just get a something like that. So you don't really know. It's kind of a zonk, but it's kind of still. It's got a little value, but not as much as
what you originally had.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. So like I say, You may get a large drink from McDonald's, and you gave up a value meal, yeah,
or maybe it was a $10.
Exactly,
whatever.
Right,
yeah.
Right. You don't know, yeah,
right,
yeah.
So that's what we've got for the trivia questions on the Wednesday before.
And I think we thought about maybe how we're going to do it was the tougher Nate's questions are, the more the prize may, you know, could potentially be worth. Yeah. So, and then I think he's going to go by, like, you know, calls, as far as who calls in first will be number one, number two, you know, so on and so forth.
Right. Yeah.
We'll have her class color some turkeys, and then we'll name the student, you know, that colored this particular turkey.
Yeah.
And,
give him a little shout out.
Yeah. And then,
sure.
You know, and they do a good job. And then like Nate said, on the back of this turkey will be
the prize.
Yes.
So Talking Turkey. So
like I say, and remember, you get that one pass.
Yep, get one pass, and so you could get something more valuable or not.
Yeah, like I say, it's almost, what would you say, almost like one of those white elephant exchanges, but then kind of a deal or no deal type.
Yeah, sort of a mixture type thing.
So, all right, well, I'll let you get back to your show, Nate, but enjoy everybody, and hopefully it goes off pretty well, and we have some fun with it. So.
Yeah, so the Wednesday before
Thanksgiving.
Yeah, look forward to it. Okay. All right, so that's what Terry Tackett and I have been cooking up. We're always cooking up something. All right, let's get some more trivia questions answered for today. 740-383-9944. Giving away a $20 gift card to Walmart today at 455. Free oil change to Waldo Tire and Automotive. And a $10 gift card to... the Warehouse Restaurant. Okay. What author wrote about her American frontier childhood in Little House on the Prairie? What author wrote about her American frontier childhood in Little House on the Prairie? In which U.S. state are you most likely to find people dancing the hula? In which U.S. state are you most likely to find people dancing the hula? What keeps the U.S. Excuse me here. I'm going to take a drink of water. Got a little froggy in my throat here. Going to name us Froggy FM here in just a second, right? What keeps the U.S. flag standing out straight and not folded against the pole in space? This is actually pretty easy. What keeps the U.S. flag standing out straight and not folded against the pole? Hi, we're on the air.
Hello. The state would be Hawaii.
Yes, the state is Hawaii that we're looking for.
All right.
Yes, how are you doing today?
Oh, I'm doing fine now that I'm in the house.
Yes, out of that rain.
Right.
All right, and what's your name, and I'll get you signed up.
Ruth Haas, H-A-A-S.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
I have got you written down and put in the pile, okay?
All right, thank you very much.
All right, you have a good night. Thanks for listening.
Thank you, and you too.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, 740-383-9944 is the number. If you know the answer to any of the trivia questions, give us a buzz. When astronauts on the Apollo 11 mission to the moon returned home, where did they land? When astronauts on the Apollo 11 mission to the moon returned home, where did they land? It's an ocean. Just to give you a clue, okay? What is a lunar eclipse? Can you tell me what a lunar eclipse is? And what animal's milk is good to drink besides a cow? All right, there's several answers to this, but what animal's milk is good to drink besides a cow? And what ingredients do you need to make ice cream at home? What ingredients do you need to make ice cream at home? 740-383-9944 is our phone number. Give us a call and answer one of these trivia questions like this caller's doing right now. Hi, we're on the air.
Yes, Laura Ingalls.
Yes, Laura Ingalls is the answer to the Little House on the Prairie. Very good. And who's this? And we'll put you in the drawing.
April.
Oh, April. How are you?
Not too good today.
Not too good today?
No.
Having one of those days, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, you sound like you might be suffering from a little bit of a cold.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I've been trying to come down with something myself. Yeah, got to get that medicine in your system, right?
Yeah.
All right, well, I appreciate you listening, and I appreciate you calling in.
All right.
All right, have a good night.
You too.
Uh-huh. Bye. Okay, very good. Got the answers to that one. Got one whole sheet answered, so that's good. And we got some more on tap if you want to call in and answer. 4:41 is the time. And we are here on this October the 30th, and we are live in studio, live and local. Hi, we're on the air.
How you doing, Nate?
Hey, Bob, how are you?
Yeah, I keep trying to get through, but everybody else has been on. On the milk is a goat.
Yeah, goat's one of them. Yeah, very good. Yep. Have you ever tried it?
Huh?
Have you ever tried goat's milk?
Yeah. It's not bad.
Not too bad.
We had a friend that raised goats, and we drank a lot of it on the farm.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yep, goat is definitely one of them.
Yep.
Are you staying dry out there,
well,
Bob?
How's the world treating you?
Oh, the world's treating me okay, Bob. Doing all right.
All right.
Hey, are you staying dry? Are you staying dry?
I'm trying to.
Yeah.
But you know how it is. We have had some nice weather earlier, though.
Yeah, we have. I guess we can have a rainy day every now and again, right?
Right. All right, yeah, once somebody else try to answer something.
Okay, Bob, thanks for calling.
Yep.
All right, take it easy. All right, Bob Austin calling in. All right, we got a nice little stack for today. So when we get to 455, everybody will be signed up with our monthly, the folks that have called in all month long. So that's how this one works with our monthly gift. So everybody will be in the mix, and we will find out who wins for everybody that has signed up. So the listeners that have called in today will be put in with the monthly listeners, and so that's how this one works with the monthly prize, just so you know. All right. In 1979, during the Iranian hostage crisis, Mary Levitt, then of Libertyville, Illinois, was looking to display an American flag to honor her son Andy, who was in the military. Quote, I couldn't find one anywhere, she recalls. I was told to come back during flag season, the 4th of July, the only time they stocked American flags. Rather than turning red, white, and blue with frustration, she demonstrated her true colors and began peddling American flags from the trunk of her car. Today, Levitt, who comes from a long line of patriots with a history of military service dating from the Revolutionary War, has the Flag Ladies Flag Store in Worthington, which sells everything from flag pins and jewelry to little wavers you can stick anywhere to jumbo size versions. And she doesn't just do it for old glory. There are U.S. state flags, military flags, college flags, religious flags, sports flags, all kinds of flags, but certainly not least Ohio State University flags, of which there are dozens. Does anyone care about such things? Well, I don't think you'll get in trouble if you fly it if you haven't graduated. There's a flag that's supposed to be flown only by alumni, is what she's talking about. On more serious notes, there are flags for gravestones only as well. And so the Flag Ladies Flag Store in Worthington. If you haven't been, it's definitely worth a trip down there on High Street. And so stop in. It's break time. We'll be right back after these words.
Kid, did you know President Harding's dog, Laddie Boy, had a gold collar?
That's not so unusual.
Really?
No, he had a golden collar. I have a golden voice. Tomato, tomato.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, The Talking Place.
/180/111, and I had a stroke.
I couldn't speak or walk.
150/90, and I had a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure sounds like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a stroke are far from silent. Get back on your treatment plan or talk with your doctor to create a plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed.
Brought to you by the American Stroke Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
From the Bering, Ohio Weather Center, you hear us all the time on the radio, but who are we? We are Bering, Ohio Weather Online. We're a network of trained weather spotters with the National Weather Service throughout Marion County, protecting you from Mother Nature's elements. We can be found online at weather43302.com and over all social media outlets. Bering, Ohio Weather is Marion's number one source for weather.
You're listening to Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redmond right here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, streaming live on the internet at WWGH1071.com. If you'd like to listen to WWGH Radio on any mobile device, download the free TuneIn app and search WWGH.
All right, it is now time for the Weird Word of the Week on Offbeat News and Trivia. And this week kind of goes along with Halloween. This week's weird word is horripilation. 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 It's a noun. The definition is a bristling of the hair on the skin from cold fear or goosebumps. Yes. Horripilation. The origin of the word goes back and was first recorded in the years 1615 to 1625. So that's this week's weird word, horripilation. We want to thank our supporter once again. Thanks to Waldo Tire and Automotive for supporting today's broadcast. Waldo Tire is located at 108 West Main Street in Waldo. Their hours are Monday through Friday from 8 to 5. They have both new and used tires. They also offer full-service automotive repair. Waldo Tire's telephone number is 740-726-2155. That's 740-726-2155. Facebook, Waldo Tire and Automotive. Thanks to Waldo Tire and Automotive for supporting today's broadcast. Mark and the crew down there are great folks, very friendly. So I definitely recommend Waldo Tire and Automotive. Thank you so much to them for supporting the broadcast today. All right, we have a few minutes left until 4:55. It's 4:49. So let's see if we can get a few more answers to these trivia questions. Again, we're giving away a $20 gift card to Walmart, a free oil change to Waldo Tire and Automotive, and a $10 gift card to the Warehouse Restaurant. When astronauts on the Apollo 11 mission to the moon returned home, where did they land? It's one of the oceans. When astronauts on the Apollo 11 mission to the moon returned home, where did they land? What is a lunar eclipse? What is a lunar eclipse? What ingredients do you need to make ice cream at home? What ingredients do you need to make ice cream at home? Homemade ice cream is awesome. I just love it. It tastes so good. What keeps the U.S. flag standing out straight and not folded against the pole in space? The one they planted in space. What keeps the U.S. flag standing out straight and not folded against the pole in space? What aircraft first lifted a person into the sky? Which aircraft first lifted a person into the sky? And which organ controls the balance of water in your body? Which organ controls the balance of water in your body? 740-383-9944 is our telephone number. Give us a ring if you know, and we'll get you signed up for the drawing coming up here at 4:55. And we have about 4 minutes left until we do this drawing, okay? So get signed up. It is time for our ladies' corner, and today we have spooky ham roll-ups. Spooky ham roll-ups. You can find this recipe on my Facebook page. Just search Radio Nate into Facebook, and you will see the picture of it. Got a call coming in. Hi, we're on the air.
Yes, you are. I forgot what I was calling for. Oh, my gracious. Oh, good gracious.
That's all right. We'll give you a minute.
Okay. What was your question?
Let's see. I had which organ controls the
balance? Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah.
Kidney.
kidneys. Yeah, that's right.
I just came home from dialysis, so that was an easy one.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Okay.
Very good. Okay. All right. Let me, what's your name, and I'll get you signed up for this drawing.
Ruth Haas.
Ruth Haas. All right.
And the ice cream, that would be sugar, eggs, whipping cream or top cream, vanilla, and ice.
Yep, you must make it.
I do, sometimes. Yes.
That's awful good, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's very good. It's close to Riverside.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
right.
So.
Yeah, very good.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you. You have a good night. Thanks for listening.
Sure. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, 4:52 is the time, and here is the recipe for spooky ham roll-ups. One package, 8 ounces of deli fresh honey ham divided. 2 tablespoons of Kraft mayo with olive oil, reduced fat mayonnaise. 3/4 cup garden vegetable cream cheese spread divided. 6 spinach-flavored tortillas, 10-inch. 36 green olives. 2 cups loosely packed baby spinach leaves. And here's how to make it. Reserve 12 ham slices for later use. Finely chopped remaining ham mix with mayo and 2 tablespoons of cream cheese spread until blended. Cut 1 1/2 inch wide slices off 2 opposite sides of each tortilla. Discard or reserve trimmed ends for another use. Spread remaining cream cheese spread onto tortillas. Starting at 1 rounded side of each tortilla, place 6 olives with the ends together in a vertical row on the tortilla. Place 2 ham slices on the center of each top tortilla, overlapping edges of slices as necessary to complete cover center of the tortilla. Spread chopped ham mixture onto ham slices, cover with spinach. Roll up tightly, starting at olive topped sides. Wrap individually with plastic wrap. Refrigerate 1 hour. Cut each roll into 6 pieces before serving. So today's recipe is a little bit lengthy. So you can find it again on our Facebook page, on my Facebook page, Radio Nate. Just search that into Facebook and it'll pop up. And you can find this Ladies' Corner recipe there, spooky ham roll-ups. They call them that because they look a little bit like eyeballs when they're all rolled up together. All right, let's see if we can get Terry's attention and see if we can get him to come in. He's going to draw the name for the winners here. It is now 4:55 on a beautiful Wednesday afternoon, right? It is beautiful, isn't it? Right? Definitely. Now, rain sometimes is relaxing to sit out and watch, right? Just watch the rain come down. All righty. I have these all mixed up here. And I think we're going to draw one for the Walmart gift card and the oil change, and then one more for the $10 gift card. So, for the warehouse, yes. Okay, Charlie Durst. Charlie Durst, you are the winner of the $20 gift card to Walmart and the oil change to Waldo Tire and Automotive. Hey, and there you go. Janet Durst, you are the winner of the gift card to the warehouse. All right. And Terry, the gift card to the warehouse, you can pick that up next week, right? I'll have to double check on that. Hi, we're on the air.
Hello.
Hi, we're on the air. Can you hear me?
Hi, this is Joel Collins. I'm calling for the Ohio Troopers Coalition. May I speak to the owner, please?
He is not available. He will be in tomorrow at 8 o'clock.
Oh, that's okay. Are you authorized to make financial decisions for the business?
No, I'm not. I'm sorry. I'm just one of the DJs.
Okay, there's no message. I'll try back another time.
Okay, thank you. All right, you never know what you get when you press that phone line at 740-383-9944. Okay, so we had everybody's name from all month long in the drawing. So that's how that works. And so those are our winners, Charlie Durst and Janet Durst. Congratulations for winning the Walmart gift card and the oil change for Charlie Durst and Janet Durst. You win the $10 gift card to the Warehouse Restaurant. And I believe Terry's going to get that gift card for in here for next week. I think you can pick that up by next week for the $10 gift card. All right. Good times here at WWGH Radio. Thanks for everybody that's playing and playing the trivia. We do appreciate that. Okay, here's part two of Ladies' Corner, keeping track of online and mail orders. Make a note on the calendar of the approximate merchandise arrival date. If delivery is promised in 6 to 8 weeks, make a note to check on the order in week 9. Make copies of the order and keep in a progress file for reference if there is a problem. If your checkbook is the kind with stubs, write the name and address of the company and numbers of items ordered on the back of the stub. Then, if you have a canceled check but no merchandise, you can write to the company to inquire. And that's, there you go, keeping track of online and mail orders. That's part two of our Ladies' Corner today. Well, it is quitting time already. It's been great being with you. Thanks so much for listening to the broadcast today. I appreciate all the phone calls. It means a lot when those phone calls come in. I appreciate everybody playing and playing the trivia and lighting up the phone lines. That means a lot to me, and I appreciate all the listeners out there for listening and calling in. We're here every Wednesday afternoon from 4:15 until 5 o'clock. It's Offbeat News and Trivia. I'm Nate Redmond, your host, in Air Chair 1. And I hope you have a good Halloween tomorrow if you celebrate it. And if you don't, I hope you have a good day anyways. But hope you have a good time passing out candy to all the kiddos that come to your door. And maybe have a good time eating the candy yourself, right? All right. Until next week, Nate Redmond here wishing you all a wonderful week and weekend. And I'll talk to you later.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 LP Marion, Ohio, the place to talk. From legendary comedian Abe Vigoda.
Can you still recite Shakespeare?
Yes, methinks I am a prophet new inspired, and thus aspiring to foretell of him. His rash, fierce blaze of riot cannot last, for violent fires soon burn out themselves. Like vanity, insatiate cormorants, consuming means soon preys upon the soul. And go on, this royal throne of kings, this sceptered isle, this earth of Mars. Yes, I did Shakespeare and I retained the dialogue.
To Emmy Award-winning star of Picket Fences, Five-ish Finkel.
If I were a rich man, all day long I'd bitty-bitty-bum. If I were a wealthy man, I wouldn't have to work hard. If I were a bitty-bitty-rich man, I did little man. I'd build a big tall house with rooms by the dozen right in the middle of the town. I don't want to sing anymore. I'm going to pay me.
I love it, Five-ish.
WWGH Radio, streaming live on the internet at www.wwgh1071.com. Search for us on Facebook by searching WWGH Marion, Ohio 107.1 FM and clicking like.
Programming on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM is supported by CRT Mechanicals. Address 2842 Marion Waldo Road. Telephone number 740-225-4495. Webpage crtmechanicals.com.
180 over 111, and I had a stroke.
I couldn't speak or walk.
150 over 90, and I had a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure sounds like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a stroke are far from silent. Get back on your treatment plan or talk with your doctor to create a plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed.
Brought to you by the American Stroke Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
Hey everybody, it's Pastor Steve.